Lights, camera, action.
When a script is written that is so bad, no one will film it. These brave podcasters will bring it to life just so they can mock it. This is Table Reads.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Table Reads with Sean McBee, Jeff Lewis, and Joshua Baker.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 98 of Table Reads. We're doing part 7 of Indiana Jones and the Monkey King by Chris Columbus. And it's been fun. And if you're not aware, this is the first episode that we're live streaming on YouTube. And, you know, it's already a mistake. I'm already regretting it.
What, are you saying the mistake was not doing this earlier? Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, Jeff's got his shirt off. I don't know why he turned up with nipple tassels.
Live stream. Give him a
show. I didn't even tell him we were live streaming. He just had nipple tassels on.
That's true. I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, it's standard for a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. It's end of the week.
So yeah, I've just unleashed on these guys our new studio setup that they had no idea was even coming.
Which That's is true. Fantastic.
Amazing.
It's gorgeous.
Thanks, guys.
It makes us feel like more professional than we ever will be.
Yeah. I mean, the studio needs to be professional so we don't have to.
That's right. We're not the man. We just imitate the man.
Exactly. All right. So I have neglected to write the previously on. So we're going to see how that works out for me.
You don't owe them that information. Don't tell them.
I owe myself the out by putting that out there.
Subscribe to the Patreon for a well-written previously.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
Or subscribe to the $15 Patreon.
Dude, if somebody
Patreon.
Subscribes, they're like, yo, I want a good... You're like, well, I'm going to write that shit.
I'm subscribing, but I want all improv.
We just hired a director. Like, he was like, I'm going to...
All right, here we go.
Previously on Table Reads.
So we've had a whole plethora of Indiana Jones movies, most of which are not Indiana Jones movies. We started with Indiana Jones and the Haunted Castle.
That's right.
Then we moved to Indiana Jones.
Ro-ro.
Fuck Professor. Then we moved to...
I got to delete my hard drive.
Indiana Jones goes on a trip and waits patiently on the bow of the ship. Just 3 weeks of dun, 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 standing. Anyway, he gets to Africa in his search for Sun Wukong, the Monkey King. And Josh, you're wearing sunglasses. You never do this.
Yeah, well, I can see myself, so it makes it look like I'm looking at them and maybe you at the same time.
I see.
He's holding all his cards to himself. He's like, maybe I'm reading the script.
Yeah,
maybe
he's got his hat and his sunglasses. It's like World Series of Poker here.
You let him brand himself before he came. Let you do this. I'm like diving off screen to drink Monster. I get over here like,
no, man, we need that Monster money.
They ain't giving me Monster money. They give me Monster money, I drink on camera.
But you know, it's funny. I have to like make sure that we're not talking too much about that because the people that are just watching or listening, they'll be like, what the fuck are they talking about? God
damn
it.
That's true. But they'll just have to the sign up that for are Patreon and they'll know what's
the
going on.
The people that are listening, I'm like, yeah, so Sean has a fruit basket on his head.
So Indiana Jones gets to Africa. He fights a Mungubu tribe. I have to give credit. Josh came up with the best alt title for this movie in the world, which was Indiana Jones and the Mungubu Bamboozle.
That's right. That was a good one.
Loved it.
Bringing me back in. Memories.
Yeah, I remember now. That was a fun episode.
So then, there is a pirate attack.
You forgot about the pirate attack. That's before
there's
the
There's a pirate attack and a speedboat chase.
Oh, it's a Bond movie.
And then the Mungubu tribe. And then we did a whole episode where Indiana Jones fights.
Say it, yes.
100-foot-long, 25-foot-tall tank. Nazi tank. Sometimes while riding a rhinoceros. in order to save his tree full of friends.
With his bare hands.
With his bare hands.
This tree.
Yes, he keeps the tree from going into a ravine with the power of his own manly Harrison Ford muscles.
Yeah, his whip. Whoopsh.
Please don't bury the part where he got drop kicked by a plane.
He did get drop kicked by a plane.
This movie's so
while
good.
Fighting a man with a machine gun arm on a giant Nazi tank. How did you forget about that?
There were so many other great things.
Jogged my memory.
I forgot that it kept going in bed.
Yeah, I remember walking out of this room like, this is the best movie.
It's the best movie that never got made.
When we finished, Indiana Jones had used the magic mirror of Sun Wukong to locate the location of the city on the clouds.
Fade in.
Cut to the tank traveling a narrow path. Oh, hold on. I almost forgot. Read along with us. We're on scene 92 there, if you'd like, people.
That's right. All over my face, neck, and chest.
That's for you on YouTube. For those of you who are listening only and would like to read along, you can, of course, go to tablereadspodcast.com and download the script. We're on scene 92, y'all.
Read it while you drive.
Exactly.
Just have it in front of you?
I mean, that's how I listen to podcasts. I read, I drive, I listen.
Right?
Yeah.
Busy businessman.
Fun fact, only people with self-driving cars listen to this show. It's a weird demographic, but we have cornered it.
Well, our metric for the Patreon is much more exact.
I was going to say, if that's true, Patreon's going to take off, man. Like, they're saving so much money on gas. Like,
Elon Musk is like, oh, yes, I love this show.
Oh, my God. Is that your South African? I love it.
No, I couldn't remember what his voice sounded like, so I just said, fuck it.
I can't.
Holy shit!
There's ghosts.
Somebody just subscribed.
Thanks for the super chat, guys.
All right. The tank traveling down a narrow path along the side of a steep mountain. The tank moves upward toward the mountaintop. The tank jerks, wobbles. It's as if the driver were having trouble with the controls. Interior tank. Indiana drives, unfamiliar with the controls. The tank is crowded with everyone. Betsy and Claire sit beside Indy. Gutterbug is directly behind him. Kejur teaches a game to Scraggy. Tiki, the pirates, and the various crew members watch. Yes, please tell us exactly what all of the dozens of people that you've introduced in this script and have now crammed into this giant tank are doing. Let us know what each person is doing.
Wasn't it like three stories tall or some
yes,
shit?
Yes, yeah. It is. But they're all in this one room because the rest is, I guess, dedicated for Nazis to lie in wait for the Nazi symbols to open so they can rush out and wrestle with an invader without using any guns.
We're going to rehash old jokes. I don't want to do that. But I'm still infatuated with the idea of a three-story tank that just has one gun on the top. It just can't aim it. Shit.
Can't aim it. Shit. Yeah, it can't.
Yeah.
They built this big-ass tank and put one fucking cannon on.
Well, remember, the whole bottom level is a whole bunch of little machine guns that come out and just spray walls of bullets in a 360-degree radius.
Right, but it could do cannons. Like, people with portholes could do the fucking machine gun that you put in
there. Well, remember, it also has the ability to call biplanes to dropkick people.
Shit, you're right.
It sounds like it was written by, like, a fifth grader. Like,
this is Axe Cop.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah.
With Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yes. I want that.
Oh, no.
So they're playing a game. The game appears to be a bizarre version of chess. What? Turn page. There we go. Only the tokens are dried insects and lizards. Kejor explains.
This is called a taskipi. Only the bravest prey.
Upon hearing this, Scraggy is even more excited to play. The game begins. Indiana is becoming extremely frustrated by the tank controls. Betsy gives a serious look to him.
I've been talking to Dr. Clark about our problem.
Dude, my phone just went crazy.
Oh no, my iPad did the same thing a minute ago. So while Josh figures out his phone, and Jeff helps him, I guess I'm stuck here to keep everyone entertained. This is not working out. I have these people here for a reason. What's going on, guys? Give me a play-by-play.
We're scrolling. We're there.
Okay.
There it is.
I'll read you in.
Sorry, dude.
I've been talking to Dr. Clark about our problem.
Problem? Hey, what are you two doing talking behind my back?
Betsy needed help. I obliged.
Since when did you become the female Sigmund Freud?
Since I received a master's degree in psychology.
Indy rolls his eyes. Meanwhile, Kejor has taken all of Scraggy's tokens. He's obviously won the game. A carefree Scraggy throws up his hands.
We play a game? This game is not yet over, my friend.
Oh?
You have a Ross. You must pay.
Digging through his pockets.
I don't have money. No money.
Deadly smile.
Rules of the game declare that I may choose a souvenir.
Removes knife.
A part of your body, any part I wish.
Scraggy gulps. Kejor pauses, rubbing his jaw, thinking. Meanwhile, Betsy explains to Indiana.
Dr. Clark says you're not really in love with me. You're just trying to prove that you can still attract younger women. You're terrified of getting old.
That's crazy.
That's what I told her. I told her that you really did love me.
Well, that's a... Well...
You mean... She was right?
No. I mean... Yes. I mean...
Indy turns, seeing Claire glaring at him. Indy sighs, pauses. He gives Betsy a tender, honest look.
No, Betsy. I don't love you.
That's the first time you ever said it.
Is she going to try to kill herself again? Like, is she going to walk out in front of the tank and just let it roll
over? I hope
her,
she jumps off the top of it.
That is a 3-story drop.
Right? Like right into the tracks.
Betsy begins crying into Claire's arms. Indiana shakes his head. Claire comforts Betsy.
There. He's a very disturbed man.
Indiana sighs. He turns, face to face with a grinning and nodding gutterbug. Kejor has made his decision. Scraggy waits, terrified. Kejor raises his knife towards Scraggy's face.
Your eyes, they are striking a deep blue.
Scraggy covers his face. Kejor attacks him, trying to cut out Scraggy's eyes. A fight begins. The crew members versus the pirates.
Again.
I just love that sentence, crew members versus pirates, is taking place on a giant Nazi tank.
A giant Nazi tank.
In an Indiana Jones movie.
Over a chess game.
Made of insects.
Oh, boy.
Damn it. I want this on Netflix so fucking bad.
Indiana turns away from the controls. He breaks up the fight.
Enough! We're in this together. If we start fighting among ourselves, we'll never get out alive.
The men calm down, catching their breath. Kejor puts away his knife. He glares at Scraggy.
You owe me, old man.
Exterior, mountain. The tank, without a driver, begins to swerve off the mountain road. Interior, tank. Claire notices the tank going over the mountain. She screams, Dr. Jones! Indy turns. leaping back to the controls. He hurriedly steers the tank back onto the mountain path, saving it at the last moment. Everyone catches their breath. Indiana steps onto the gas, continuing ahead. Cut to exterior mountain a few hours later. The tank has moved 15 feet. The tank has nearly made it to the top of the mountain, trekking through a narrow, rocky ravine. The tank rolls to a stop. The top hatch flips open. Indiana, Scraggy, and Tiki pop out. Tiki suddenly points to the mountaintop, which is cloaked in thick layers of clouds. Tiki's eyes filled with joyous tears. He begins to shout. His voice squeals with excitement. Scraggy translates for Indy.
He says that 2 miles ahead, we will find his home.
Indiana smiles, excited at the prospects, touched by Tiki's reaction. Indy looks to the foot of the mountain, several miles below. The Nazi forces have arrived.
Shit!
They are still at least 2 hours from reaching Indiana and the others. The massive army moves fast. They begin to drive along the mountain path, following Indiana, in hot pursuit. Hot pursuit 2 hours away?
Where have they arrived?
What are they driving?
Like, well, I'm saying, gotta go to Atlanta. I've arrived 2 hours later.
Yeah. Oh, I've arrived in Atlanta. Welcome to Macon.
That's it. Yeah. I'm here.
But they must be up the mountain and they can just see this massive, gigantic tank 100 miles away.
They actually can. I'm assuming they're on foot. So
they'd have to be on foot. Like, they'd catch them, like, in a motorcycle or a Jeep or something, right? Like,
they're in the speedboats.
No, they took the one tank. The tank.
Isn't it like 100 feet long or something?
It's 100 feet long and 25 feet tall, this tank.
Remember, he punched the guy to go on
the rail.
It's like
a big rectangle.
Like, yeah, no, that's exactly... It's a city. It's like from that fucking movie that bombed here recently.
Oh, Peter Jackson. Cities.
Mortal Engines.
Mortal Engines. Yeah, that's what this was. It was the original Mortal Engines.
All right. Indy pauses, worried, thinking. He looks at the surrounding rocky walls, then to the tank's enormous gun barrel. An idea. He hurries back inside of the tank. Scraggy and Tiki follow, closing the hatch above them. Interior, tank. Indiana looks at the tank's control panel. A puzzlement. He looks at Gutterbug.
How do I work the big gun?
Gutterbug smiles. He refuses to answer. Indy has no time for games. He looks at Kejur.
Want your souvenir?
Grabs Gutterbug's left arm.
Start with his good arm.
Kejur smiles and removes his long knife. He moves it Gutterbug's neck. The sniveling Nazi cries out.
Wait, please!
Indy nods to Kejur. The Pirate King moves his knife. Gutterbug hurriedly points to 2 switches on the control panel.
There! That is what you want.
Indy nods. He turns to the switches.
Can I pose a theory? I really hope this ends with them putting somebody in the cannon. And then
shooting the cannon
to the top of the...
He's Jeff Stradamus.
Okay. I'll take it one further.
Oh, hit me with it.
The plan is to put each person in turn into the cannon and shoot them to safety.
Yes!
The sky in the clouds, or the city in the clouds, yeah.
We gotta get to that camp. Get in there, little Asian kid.
Pew! Pew!
Gutterbug's like, he's no good to me, dead.
yes, go ahead. Indy, you go first.
I won?
Gets in the gun barrel.
Yes, why didn't I think of that?
Exterior ravine. Close up. The tank's large gun barrel swivels, pointing upward to the rocks above. The gun fires a shot. It swivels a few feet, then fires another and another. A rumbling sound echoes through the area. Interior tank. Indy hits the gas. Exterior ravine. The tank shoots forward, speeding ahead. An avalanche begins, just missing the tank. Several pounds of rock and debris fall from above. The rocks create a thick wall, blocking the mountain path.
Several pounds? You mean like a single cinder block?
Several pounds of rocks in this.
Well, no, remember, every time he uses several, he means like 800. He's like, he goes flying through the air several feet.
A few feet.
Hundreds of thousands of centimeters forward.
Hold on, I never noticed this musical score right here.
Has a didgeridoo?
Has didgeridoo in it.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
Fighting the Nazis down under.
Getting the gun bow.
So these Nazis who have traveled from who knows where
Germany.
To chase after this giant tank that they have built.
We lost
are
the
now
tank.
Blocked by... Oh,
we now know in 2 hours.
There is a pile of rubble here. Whatever shall we do?
What shall we do? Get to the Zeppelin.
We should just go back to Berlin, I suppose.
It's like those Nazis.
Oh, well, Indiana Jones has defeated us again.
Was that you?
That wasn't me.
No. That sounds like an Apple device.
I don't have Apple.
None of my devices did anything that I'm aware of. Anyway, moving on.
Yep. We're in a ravine. That's got to be you.
I don't... None of my devices did anything.
My Apple device.
What happened?
No, it's my Apple device.
Oh.
You made a bad
joke.
He
has an Apple. Anyway, boo. Siri can fuck off.
She's about to say something again.
She better not be.
Sorry, Sean.
I'll kill a bitch.
Oh, shit. I am everywhere, Sean.
All right, moving on. Where were we? Blocking the mountain path. The tank continues along the twisting, narrow mountain path, moving further and further upward. The tank disappears into the thick clouds that surround the mountain. Interior tank. Indiana looks through the periscope, his view blinded by the clouds. The tank has a periscope.
How is a 100-foot tank winding up a mountain road?
How's it going up at all?
Also, I'm with Sean. Why would you need a periscope that lets you see further up?
Yeah.
No wonder you're blinded by the clouds, Indy.
All these birds.
You know how when you watch a war movie, you always see the periscope in the tank? That's
true, but it's on top of the tank.
That's a thing, right? The periscope on a tank?
It is. So
is
they
it?
Can, they, yeah, it is so they can
it's
aim.
It's an imaging and targeting system.
But there's no reason for it to be on top of a building. Like,
yeah,
you're only seeing true. Like this unless Indy's like,
for looking down. The only periscope for looking down.
Damn periscope.
It's an upside down periscope. It comes through. It comes out of the floor between the tank treads.
It's just right down at your dick. Like just going straight down.
It's like a backup cam.
Exterior mountain. The tank is a large gray blur through the clouds.
Just so fast.
Several dark, bulking figures appear. They climb along the ravine sides and tops. The mysterious figures surround the tank. All are holding enormous boulders over their heads, aimed at the tank.
Bulking? So like they're bodybuilders? They're like, oh, yo, I gotta eat again. Lift.
What the fuck?
Not hulking, but bulking.
Are they going to take this tank down with rocks?
And they're carrying giant boulders, so obviously, yes. Bulking. It's all just Dwayne Johnson's and Arnold Schwarzenegger's and Dolph Lundgren's.
The rocks.
And Lou Ferrigno's.
Boy.
Interior tank.
This is great music.
Indy eases up on the gas. The tank slows. Suddenly, there is a loud crash. The tank is hit, rattling, shaking. Everyone is tossed. Okay. One of these bulking guys threw a boulder at the 100-foot-long, three-story tank, and it all shakes and rocks around like a 1968 episode of Star Trek.
Tank is shook.
Oh, I guess you get to shake the camera to do that.
I mean, yeah, that's what they... Yeah. Oh! Get those monkey men to stop throwing boulders.
Are they monkey men?
You know they're fucking monkey men. I don't know. These are monkey men.
They're Sun Wukong men.
That's what I'm saying. What if they're
just statues and they look like they're throwing boulders?
With like little action figure, action.
Oh yeah, they have a little lever on their back.
It's like a really like artistic catapult.
Chris Columbus is like, I learned this from George. Everything has to be toys.
That's true. He's like, and look what Indiana Jones
and the Monkey King playset.
Action figure set.
He's just got a little thing on the back with Indiana going,
throw boulders at your friends.
Be the envy of your neighborhood when you have the giant Nazi tank playset.
It's just this tall next to the kid with periscope, and he's just got a little...
Replace the boulders with oversized marshmallows for fun. Yeah,
in the commercial, the kids are like opening the Nazi symbol, the swastikas,
and all the Nazis,
and revealing
fall
all
out.
The Nazis
fall out.
We're gonna get you, Dr. Jones.
Now with Nazi crushing action.
The only race I'm going to win is the master race.
Oh shit!
Jeez,
and we got flag.
Demonetized.
Everyone is tossed, save for Indy, who stays at the controls. He continues to guide the tank forward. There is another crash, and another, and another. The dark figures shower the tank with heavy boulders. The tank's gun barrel snaps in two. Headlights smash, the ones that Indy didn't rip off with his bare
Why
hands.
Do you have headlights?
Its body becomes dented, cracked.
How?
Wow.
Interior tank. Indiana is tough. Persistent. He continues to move the jolting tank forward. As the surrounding walls cave in, shatter. Everyone panics, screaming. Exterior mountain. The injured, wobbling tank moves out of the clouds, arriving around the corner from the mountaintop. The countless dark figures continue to follow the tank, scurrying along the ravine sides and tops. The figures emerge from the clouds. For the first time, they are visible, and we see that the figures are tall. Hairy.
Oh, there you go.
Muscular.
Yes!
Gorillas.
Ah!
They continue to assault the tank with boulders. Interior tank. Indiana still attempts to move the tank forward, but the engine begins to cough, sputter, and dies.
Table Reads will return after this brief word from our sponsors.
What's up, docs and docettes? Trevor Thompson, the self-appointed Looney Tunes critic here, and if you like old cartoons and watching online reviewers dissect them, then you probably said the same thing I did about 2 years ago. Hey, what the fuck?
Mayor, watch your language, bud.
Every Saturday morning, I do a brand new commentary of a Warner Brothers short. All throughout the month, I do video essays examining the history of these cartoons. Catch my videos on youtube.com/FerrisWheelhouse2, or just use the hashtag Looney Tunes Critic. And now, here's Eric Bauza, the new voice of Bugs Bunny.
You've been listening to the Looney Tunes Critic. Ain't he a stinker?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lights, camera, action.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Now, back to Table Reads.
Hey, everybody, we're back. And, guys, what are you thinking?
I think...
Gorilla Army.
If any of you ever seen the story where they, like, made a bunch of balloon tanks in World War II. I think that's what this was, because this is taking a beating from some rocks. I think the Nazis may have made like out of like...
Oh, it's a balsa tank?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a fake tank that they're like, oh, shit. I didn't think we'd take
that. That would explain why it could go in crazy circles.
Right. I think this is a fake tank.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Release the balsa tank.
Throwing some boulders at a tank wouldn't do much to it.
Oh, no.
That would also explain why Indy could just rip off the...
It's all coming together.
It's just a prop. Like, it has like a car under it. Like...
By the way, if people aren't... I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to give a quick history lesson. For setting up D-Day, we spread a whole bunch of...
Inflatable.
Yeah, we spread a rumor that we had a million-man army set to go across the channel and fight the Nazis. We put General Patton in charge of this army because his name attached to it was going to shake fear in the arms... into the Nazis. And we set up these giant inflatable tanks and all this shit.
And all the tents that
when they,
and all
so
that
so
stuff.
So when they flew overhead to do their spying, they saw this giant, massive army amassed.
And they're like,
that
oh,
didn't
fuck.
Exist. And you can see footage of a soldier walking up to a full-size tank that looks real and just flipping it over.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I think that's what this tank is.
That's really great.
Fade in.
Inflatable tanks.
Exterior mountain. Scene 108, guys. 108.
Welcome back to 108.7, The Tank.
It helps if I turn the script on for people when I say it's scene 108 there on the live stream. Exterior mountain. The tank comes to a sudden stop. One of the gorillas emits a Biggs pitched shriek.
Biggs shriek, get Bob, Josh shriek. Get him, give me.
Yeah!
That's a good Biggs pitch shriek.
One of the gorillas emits a Biggs pitched shriek, that's communicating with the others. Because when you think of gorillas, that's what you think, right? Is
they go
like high-pitched. High-pitched shrieks. That's what you think of when gorillas, right?
Amy smash.
Amy cry.
All the leaves are brown, buddy.
They are all beautiful.
Shit.
The others pause. They stop the attack. The gorillas approach the tank. Slowly, cautiously, the apes reach out, touching the tank's wrecked body.
This music might be a little intense for this
as theme. Opposed to touching Betsy's wrecked body.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You don't understand.
Why are you talking?
Get off me.
A few of the apes begin to climb onto the tank. The tank's top hatch flips open. Indy's head pops out. Two hairy arms reach into frame and grab Indiana. An enormous gorilla pulls Indy out of the hatch. The ape tosses Indy off screen. Indiana flies into the air. He lands in the arms of another gorilla. The ape takes Indy's whip and throws him to another gorilla.
Oh, shit.
Who takes Indy's hat. Oh, shit's on now.
Oh, fuck you.
Damn dirty apes.
You don't take Indy's hat. You know what?
Oh, Betsy's gonna fucking get with one of these gorillas.
I mean, she already made out with that monkey.
Yeah.
The chimpanzee.
She did, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, she smelled like bananas. She put on banana perfume. What did you expect?
For more information about that...
See episode...
Two.
It was very disturbing.
See part two of this script.
Yeah.
Or... Three?
Stop the live stream. Everybody needs to go read this.
Part three. It was part three because the whole first part was just the haunted castle.
Oh, yep.
The whole second part was just Indy fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
College
part
chicks,
four, five, six, and seven.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The banana barrel was the end of part two. And then we went into part three, and that's when the monkey was trying to fuck her because she smelled like bananas, because monkeys fuck bananas.
That's true. I've seen it.
Where?
You don't want to know. I'll tell you when the stream is.
Alabama.
Behind the Hardee's.
You're spare parts, aren't you, bud?
That was my name.
Come on,
spare. Where the fuck am I?
Cautiously. Wait, no. We flipped. We threw some shit.
Two hairy arms reach in.
Enormous ape. Gorilla pulls Indy out of the hatch. The ape tosses Indy off screen. Indiana flies into the air. Oh, yeah. I already did that.
Yeah, no. Just start at 104. Just start at 104.
104? Go eat a dick. Well, I can't believe we're into, like, the hundreds on these scene numbers. Indy's hat. The gorilla tosses Indy to another ape who tears off Indy's leather jacket. The helpless Indy is thrown to yet another gorilla. The angry ape raises Indy over his head. The gorilla prepares to throw Indiana off of the mountain's edge. Tiki's voice erupts from off screen. His voice, which has never been described, because he never speaks in a language that anyone can understand except for Scraggy.
Josh, give us another big pitch squeak. Not close enough.
The gorilla pauses, suspending Indiana high in the air. The gorilla turns to Tiki. The pygmy stands on the tank. He shouts an order to the gorilla. The ape nods, understanding. He knows Tiki. The gorilla gently places Indy back on the ground. Indiana adjusts what remains of his clothing. He turns, seeing a group of gorillas huddled together. The gorillas separate. They have dressed one of the apes in Indiana's hat, leather jacket, and whip, because it would fit. A gorilla could completely fit in a man's jacket.
A very small gorilla.
I don't know. I don't know how big Indy is in this fucker. Like, I
mean, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, I forgot what they said.
He held up a tree with like seven people in it.
Yeah. Like,
it was like a dozen people plus the weight of the tree.
Yeah.
And it's not even a strength matter because he was holding it like... Can he increase his personal gravity well?
Yes, mass.
No, absolutely. Because yeah. he caught the 150-pound statue.
Like that's this. True.
That's true.
This
okay, yeah, we'll just put this up here. It weighs 150 pounds. No big deal.
This ain't your dad's Indiana Jones. This is Schwarzenegger Indiana Jones.
The ape begins to snap the whip, almost as if he were imitating Indy, because he's seen him in movies.
Well, yeah.
Because Indy has not used the whip in the time that these gorillas have seen him. So they're just like, oh yeah, we saw Temple of Doom. Scraggy, Betsy, Claire, and the others have climbed out of the tank. Upon seeing the gorilla dressed as Indy, they burst into laughter. A very angry Indiana growls at Tiki.
Tell him to take off my stuff.
Through laughter, Scraggy translates for Tiki. The pygmy shouts an order to the gorilla. The ape removes the hat and leather jacket, reluctantly giving them back to a grumbling Indiana. Tiki continues to shoot orders to the other gorillas. The pygmy suddenly appears strong, authoritative. He obviously has power over the beasts. The gorillas gather together. They move toward the people. The apes gently take the hands of the various humans. It is a warm, enchanting sight as the friendly gorillas lead the humans forward. Claire, using her gorilla motions and sounds, communicates with the beasts. Remember, guys, Claire is an anthropologist. She is not Jane Goodall. Or Dr. Doolittle.
Says you. You think this is like talking down to them, though? Because like Tiki... had like a language that they understood, so she's in there like, ooh, doo, doo.
And the gorillas are like, this condescending racist
they're
like, cunt.
They're looking at her like,
God,
what the fuck?
My God, how uncultured! I can't believe she came here in a tank.
Can't wait to crack a LaCroix with the rest of the group and talk about this. We invented LaCroix,
banana flavored. It's not, you don't have it there. It's not mainstream enough.
Gross.
They turn to Tiki to like, has she called you colored? Because she seems like she would call you colored.
Did you see her? She would... And they're doing it back at her like, yeah.
And they start talking to her like,
oh, blue boo, blue boo.
That would be a fantastic scene.
Like, oh, where they're
like trying to like talk to you a more gorilla, and he like they talk back to her like,
yeah, just seeing a gorilla do that. Yeah.
Make a jerk off motion, dumb bitch.
You smell like bananas.
The group moves around a twisting corner of the path toward the mountaintop. Around the corner, Indiana and the others are met with an awesome sight. Indy stops. His mouth drops open. Claire is equally astounded. Betsy and the others stare ahead in total wonderment. Even Gutterbug is amazed. He's still there?
The wow. Sound,
the soundtrack music explodes into a thundering crescendo.
Just one.
The lost city of Sun Wukong lies ahead of the group. A spectacular sight. A city whose every building and tower is cast in solid gold.
Jesus Christ.
Sparkling. Glistening.
Ugh.
A heavy place.
Heavenly.
Heavenly place.
It is heavy.
It's so heavy.
Bro.
Did I say heavy?
You said heavy?
This is totally heavy.
I'm just thinking about what a poor building material gold is.
Yeah, like none of the gorillas can lift it.
Yeah.
They can't throw it at tanks.
I wanted to throw the capital.
Shit. A heavenly place. The city is protected by a deep moat. It's got to be like 8 feet, guys.
They make a city of gold, and they're like, this ditch ought to stop them. What the fuck?
Oh, wait. The fins of several sharks move through the water.
They brought sharks from the ocean through this up fucking forest.
Up through a jungle, up a mountain. Here, get in this moat.
There's a second tank that they brought it in.
What the fuck is this magagical place?
They brought them in another Nazi tank. It's 100 feet long, 25 foot high fish tank.
I guess they're like... You know, most people that climb mountains have climbing gear. None of them bring scuba gear.
Solid strategy.
This is potentially the world's smartest army. No matter how tall the tank is, it can't get across this moat.
I want to know, at what point did Steven Spielberg just go, oh, for fuck's sake?
If he made it this far, I have less respect for him.
I mean, he made it to sharks.
Yeah, as soon as she got out of the barrel, he was like, you got it. We got to see somebody about this.
African mountain sharks, man.
Always got to watch out for African mountain sharks. Are they in Africa anymore?
Yeah, they're in Africa.
No, okay.
That's where the gorillas are.
Yeah.
They've gone down a river.
And the sharks.
Mountain.
And the rhinos and the wildebeests.
And the lions that were in a cage in the jungle. You know those jungle lions. They do call him King of the Jungle. I don't know how he got that name, lions. King of the jungle. They don't live in the jungle.
What if they put the fucking sharks on like a wagon in the cages? They're like, I'm like, something.
I don't know what you just said, Jeff. It's funny.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, attack sharks, go.
Oh, this just got as ridiculous as the tank.
This is fucking great.
I hope the ghost from the beginning shows up.
That'd be great.
How did you get past the sharks?
The ghost is Sun Wukong all along.
Bring it all back.
The Scottish ghost.
Not now,
ghost.
I'm fishing.
I got your hat.
Angus McSung Wukong.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. For those of you just joining us, Episode 1 had a fucking ghost.
Real ghost.
Killer dogs, animated armor sets, and a fucking ghost.
I would still say ghosts are within the realm of Indiana Jones.
The worst.
Mountain sharks, no.
The worst Scottish police officers ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, look forward to that live stream audience. When we post it in 2 or 3 weeks. our our Indiana Jones meets Scooby-Doo episode.
Oh, yeah, that timing just fucked me up.
This episode's just a trailer for the
first episode. Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit timey-wimey.
Right. Yeah.
All right, where are these sharks?
At the top of the mound.
Sharks. A thick stone wall surrounds the city. A large golden drawbridge is built into the wall. Passageway into the city. A tremendous tower stretches above the city walls. There it is.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sorry, this music has this weird crackle in the background I've noticed, and I hate it. It sounds like we have audio problems, but it's just that audio track.
It's an artistic choice.
A tremendous tower stretches above the city walls. The guard, a pygmy similar to Tiki, is posted in the tower. The guard spots Tiki, approaching the city's walls. The guard's eyes light. He smiles. The guard cries out, shouting to everyone inside of the city. He continues to repeat a certain phrase that we're not gonna write out at all.
It's next.
Scraggy translates the guard's words for Indiana.
He say, "Our prince has returned home."
Indiana smiles. Soon, the beautiful sound of countless ringing bells is heard, welcoming Tiki home. Eyes watering, a proud Tiki and the gorillas lead everyone to the foot of the city walls. The enormous drawbridge begins to lower. A stunning shaft of golden light escapes from the opening. This is the soundtrack to Sun Wukong!
Enter the sister city!
Oh.
Do you think Tiki's gonna be like, oh, wait, this guy's a Nazi. Let's not let him in.
Not him.
He, also his arm, shoots many lead pellets.
Many lead pellets. I don't know what a gun is.
Why would they?
They found a way to get sharks up a mountain and build a city of gold. I'm assuming like a weapon that fires automatic.
200 years old.
You do the shark moat when you don't have wall-mounted machine guns.
He makes a good point. Because you just go and kill all the sharks, right? Like
that's what Gutterbug's going to do. Take out the fucking sharks.
I mean, at the point that we had like Gatling guns and shit, we stopped doing the moat thing, historically as a species. Can we agree on that? Despite the fact that just recently it was revealed that Donald Trump wanted a moat on the southern border.
See, they were
on to something. Did you guys hear this? Because you look confused.
They were onto something.
He wanted a moat with sharks in it and alligators.
I was just going to say trench warfare, like... I don't know. It's not a
trench warship.
Not a moat, but like
no, that's like a moat you get in.
Well, yes.
Everybody get in the moat for safety.
It's the most dangerous.
It's not a moat.
Filled with
people,
sophisticated apes.
I wonder if there's a documentary about World War I called "The Most Dangerous Moat."
If there's not, I feel like
safety moats of World War I.
Sign up for Patreon if you want us to shoot a moat documentary.
I mean,
this moat sucks.
$5.
I'll pimp myself out.
If someone wants to do like $20 a month and just tell me what to do in all my spare time, I'll do it.
What's the Patreon?
Like to a personal assistant.
Oh, it is patreon.com/tablereads.
Ah, $20, you say?
Or the table reads? It's not live yet. I don't know.
Oh.
This is all a test run for that.
Can't pay you yet.
Sorry, Chris.
Moats.
He just reads himself back in. Moats. Keep him entertained.
Oh, yeah.
See,
stunning shaft of golden light escapes from the opening. As the drawbridge continues to lower, the shaft of light becomes wider, brighter, because that's how light works. It illuminates the faces of Indy and the others, because that's how light works. When the drawbridge is completely lowered, everyone is led into the city. their bodies silhouetted against the warm, glowing light. Interior city. We enter with Indy and the others.
No, really? We're not just gonna hear dialogue while we shoot a wide shot of the city for the rest of the movie?
What are the stakes right now?
What must Indiana Jones be thinking? Remember, we opened Raiders of the Lost Ark with the golden idol and the bag of sand.
That's right.
Indy must be looking at this city going, I need a bigger fucking bag of sand.
It's going to take so much sand to move this palace. But no, seriously, what are the stakes?
I don't know. I'm kind of with you.
We cut off the Nazis with the avalanche. They're not, and they were 2 hours behind anyway.
They led the Nazis here. So I think
We made the avalanche, so they can't get here.
We only have gutter bugs. It was
airplanes and zeppelins and
no. Impassable.
The Nazis are very motivated people.
Impassable rubble barrier. We've established they have planes. Everyone knows about the Hindenburg, so we know they have zeppelins, but not in this movie. I bet we're gonna see a Nazi speedboat in that moat.
Through the moat.
How about a U-boat?
Oh,
that'd be even better.
Oh yeah.
What if the plane drops a U-boat?
U-boat in the moat.
U-boat in the moat. Gutterberg's forthcoming album. U-boat in the moat.
Das boots up your ass, Indiana Jones.
You guys, this worked. They're just stuck in the moat.
The most passive trap ever. They just gotta get in their speedboats.
We're watching you.
They stay, we walk away. This is kind of like them going away.
Klaus, get out of the submarine and see what's going on. Klaus has been eaten. The sharks got him. The mole
shark.
The African.
They must be hating us right now.
The African mountain shark.
Like, what the fuck?
Stop talking about a shark.
Read the goddamn script.
That's the point of this podcast.
Yeah, but now they're investing their time watching it. They're like,
no, they'll just put it on in the background.
Like, please, God, just open a new tab. Do some work.
Let's find out what these stakes are, because I'm betting that the Sun Wukong people are going to turn out to be real evil.
Because I'd hope so. Like, there's got to be something, because right now there's no stakes. Like, the Nazis were the enemy. So we've got to turn something else into an enemy, or we're just going to walk in there and maybe Gutterbug holds somebody hostage, but that's one dude.
What if Gutterbug saves Indiana?
Indiana Jones walks into the shining golden city and just hangs out there for the next 30 pages, right?
That's
smooth
amazing.
Sailing.
No, the pirates go nuts and they try to steal gold.
The pirates.
They're pirates, right?
That's right.
Like, so...
So now it's going to be
I turned into a very bad guy.
He did say, like, you'll get us to the Lost City. All the treasure we find is mine. And Indy's like, no. And he's like, no, yeah, though. And Indy didn't argue again. What they just went on.
Yeah, it's got to be pirates.
Type in the chat if you remember what the hell they want. Why is Indy here?
They're just trying to find the fabled city, right?
Oh, yeah. We're just trying to
Yeah, this is Indiana's
goal. Yeah.
This is his MacGuffin.
Yeah.
But he found it.
He doesn't have an artifact this time. It's a city and a whole society, I guess, and the immortal Sun Wukong himself. Because remember, they have immortality
peaches.
We want
the peaches. Yes, as you were saying that, I remember the peach pit. We want the peaches. He's here for peaches. This is the world's longest grocery trip.
I want that peach.
Give it a peach. I could eat a peach for hours.
We enter with Indy and the others. The city is bursting with the bright colors of various vegetable and fruit gardens. Various? Let it just be peaches.
It's corn. Yeah. Peas.
How could you eat like regular celery when you know there's immortality peaches? Yeah, it's like,
is this an immortality strawberry? Yeah. No, that's just a strawberry.
I'm pretty anti-immortality. I really don't want any of that.
So if I eat the peach,
I just really don't like peaches. Is that why you're like, why you look 90?
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate the fuzzy skin.
But you live forever. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to.
It's the exact argument for kale. Like, I hate kale, so I'm just going to grow old and die.
I'd rather die.
Well, everyone else is like eating kale and just like, I'm 140 and I still jog 3 miles a day.
There you go, chat. We didn't talk about sharks not once.
Did the sharks eat the peaches?
The peaches are not freaking live
they
forever.
They have to. They have to because...
But they don't eat meat. Or they don't eat, like... They don't know what a fucking fruit is.
There's sharks in a fucking moat, Jeff. What they are you going to split them. Hairs over like that? Like,
what the fuck? They shove them in a hyena. Eat the hyena.
Yes.
Is it like, a mortality hyena?
Trying to get the... Trying to get the... Like trying to get your dog to eat the shit, so you put it in like a treat or whatever. It's so many mortality peaches.
Put it in a corpse.
Just dip it in blood.
If you eat the peach, do you have to eat the fucking vegetables? Like, what is this immortality? If I don't eat, do I die? Like,
there are a lot of questions.
Yeah, I have questions.
And I hope the rest of this script is just exposition that fills all of that in.
If we get to it,
why do they build 100-foot-long tanks?
I live forever.
I live forever. Oh, man.
Luscious green grass and crystal clear lakes surround many of the homes. The earthen streets are literally paved with gold. So are they earthen or are they paved with gold?
They could be... Wait.
They're both.
Is it a dirt road or is it a gold road?
It's gold.
Make up your mind.
It's gold bricks.
Yeah, I was about to say technically it's got to be paved, but it wouldn't be earthen.
The men and women of the city are members of Tiki's race. Oriental pygmies. He's been Oriental this whole time?
Oriental pygmies sounds like the most racist thing you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Can you bleep that?
Demonetized.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I didn't write it.
Right.
And we're calling it out as racist.
Look at it.
And if there's anything that all Chris Columbuses have in common, it's that they are racist, genocidal fuckheads.
Whoa. Chris Columbus is going to call it a hit on this fucking show in a second.
Okay, Oriental Pygmies wasn't a good idea, all right? But like, motherfucker, I am not Christopher Columbus.
He's going to tweet. He's going to be like, at table reads, now I'm never giving you Goonies 2. And everybody just hates
Goonies 2 canceled.
What the
Blame
fuck?
These guys.
It was going to be about Oriental Pygmies, and no. You and your woke-ass podcast.
He's in the chat. Yeah,
we're simultaneously woke.
It's actually him. He's like Rick.
The Chris.
We're simultaneously too woke and letting Jeff do his Japanese. Voice of the Japanese.
This is a very unacceptable.
Fuck. It's over.
All right.
Don't look at your phone.
There is a peaceful, joyous quality about them. They rush toward Tiki, embracing him, showering him with kisses. Welcoming him home.
Yeah.
Indiana and the others are in awe of this new world. Gutterbug walks with them. Camera pans to his hands. He struggles to untie his bindings. Kejor spots something. A small, solid gold garden tool. Lying in a vegetable garden. Here we go. Kejor's eyes fill with greed. What? Over a small gardening tool? He's... The ground he's walking on is gold. The buildings all around him are gold. And he's like, ooh, a spade.
The legendary garden spade. My people farm for years.
What the fuck? This is like a quarter pound of gold.
It dug twice as far.
He moves to steal the can. Kejor grabs the tool and begins to hide it. Beneath his cloak, a large gorilla's hand grabs Kejor's arm. Towering over the pirate king, the gorilla waves.
Tisk.
Towering over the pirate king, the gorilla wait. That's just the most bananas thing we've read so far.
You didn't say the magic word.
The gorilla waves his finger at Kejor. A warning. No stealing. The nervous Kejor nods. He places the garden tool back on the ground. Meanwhile, Indy and the others are led to an elaborate palace. They ascend the several golden stairs. Like 800, right?
Several.
Both of them.
Toward the entrance. The palace doors open. An older man steps outside. He is Bopala, the city's ruler.
What?
Sun Wukong isn't the ruler?
Yeah, where's Sun Wukong?
A few palace guard. He stopped eating peaches.
I wonder if Indy's over there. He's like, I
and the leader of the city. And Indy's like, "Boo! We're Samukar.
I didn't set up for this shit.
This is boring. You're just a dude."
Indy starts tries to start a chant. He's like, "Sun Wukong, right, guys?
Sun Wukong. Sun Wu. Where's
no, nobody's joining in. Indy's just like, "Sun Wukong. Sun, come on, guys. Sun Wu."
Everybody stared at him because he was like a terrible leader, and they had like a coup that killed tons of them, and they've got him locked in the basement. He's like, "Bring him back,
Monkey King."
Monkeys make terrible kings.
This racism coming from you.
Fucking fat. Name one good monkey king. This fucking jazz music fucking slapping perfect. Right now.
I love it.
A few palace guards stand good. Beside him. Hobala raises his arms over the crowd. Pygmies and gorillas drop to their knees in reverence. Tiki runs to Bobala. They embrace. Tears of joy fill their eyes. Bobala wipes away his tears. He gives a warm smile to Indiana and the others. He speaks softly in a wise voice. Scraggy translates for the others.
"He thanks us for returning his son."
Indiana and the others smile. Betsy whispers to Indy,
"If the little guy's pushing 200 years, how old's his father?"
Indy motions for Betsy to shush. Bobala continues to speak. Scraggy translates.
"His name, Bobala. He is ruler of city, faithful servant to his lord and master, Sun Wukong."
He's the ruler and servant to his lord. What? Like, he's like, guys, I'm the ruler, right? But Sun Wukong, he's like the extra ruler.
He's got like a lot on his plate.
I'm the ruler and he's like the yardstick. You get what I'm saying?
He's busy, man.
But like, I'm important. Like, if I didn't count the pieces.
Wait, so
like,
you're like the vice ruler? No, man. No.
The ruler. But then there's like a ruler.
Like you remember when Medvedev was president of Russia, but Putin was like premier of Russia? It's like that deal.
Like, did y'all see the sharks outside?
That was my idea.
He said, "That's too expensive." And I'm like, "Just sell a couple garden tools." Now the gardeners are pissed.
No stealing.
Was the, 2010 Russian politics reference too far?
No, I got it. I was trying to figure out where Putin would. I saw you're like, "Oh, Putin's a monkey king." Like, like,
I didn't say that.
Yeah, Josh, quit stalling.
Yeah. If Vladimir Putin is listening, I did not call you a monkey king.
No. And if you were, you'd be the most jacked monkey king.
The sexiest shirtless monkey king.
Riding a rhino.
I'd hit it.
Yeah.
He welcomes us to stay as long as we wish.
Indiana exchanges a hopeful glance with Claire. As Bobala continues to speak, camera pans to Gutterbug. The Nazi has successfully untied his bindings.
Yes!
Free! While the others listen to Bobala, Gutterbug removes one spare bullet from his mouth. He slyly inserts the bullet into his mechanical arm.
Oh, an assassination attempt.
Indiana is too concerned with Bobala to notice Gutterbug.
"Ask him where we may find the burial place or the remains of Sun Wukong."
Scraggy turns to ask Bobala, but his question is interrupted by Gutterbug's mechanical arm. It extends into frame. Its finger pointed at Indiana. Everyone stares, shocked. But the bizarre sight greatly amuses Bobala. He begins to laugh. You're the gorilla in the room, obviously.
That's totally me. His laugh is different from his voice. I'm going to do something different.
We're never going to hear his voice.
Oh, yeah. Maybe later.
I'm going to do something different.
He reaches out and pushes Gutterbug's finger away, but the machine gun goes off, firing. Bobala is hit. in the chest. He falls. Tiki kneels, cradling Bobala's head in his arms. Tiki calls his father's name. It is futile. Bobala is dead. The crowd of villagers stare, confused. They are unaccustomed to violence. Indiana clutches Gutterbug by the throat.
Bastard!
Indiana pulls back his fist to punch the Nazi. That's how you do it.
Punch a Nazi.
But Indy is stopped by the palace guards. They move their swords to his throat. Oh my god. Is Gutterbug now the ruler because he killed the previous ruler?
This is perfect.
New Our ruler's dead.
I'm the new ruler.
Yeah.
It only took one bullet.
Too bad I have to kill all these monkeys.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, I'm right. I just saw. Indy is suddenly puzzled. The villagers fall to their knees, bowing to Gutterbug. A distraught Tiki hurriedly explains to Scraggy, who translates for Indy.
It is written, if ruler is defeated by greater power, he who possesses that power,
points to Gutterbug,
shall become ruler.
Gutterbug's eyes fill with a sadistic thrill. He raises his mechanical arm in a Hail Hitler pose. The entire city imitates the Nazi,
holy
raising
shit.
Their right arms, cheering, hailing their new leader.
This oh movie my is god, bad can shit. You just imagine a bunch of gorillas with swords? Just what imagery? This is amazing.
Indiana is horrified by the scene. Tiki is upset, screaming. He knows that Gutterbug is truly evil, but none of the villagers listen. Indiana looks to his shocked friends.
This is turning into one hell of a nightmare.
One you will never awaken from, Dr. Jones.
Indy glares at Gutterbug. Claire and Betsy exchange a frightened glance.
Fade out.
So a couple things. Indy has a gun. Gutterbug has no bullets. Indy can become the ruler real quick.
Right now.
Yep.
Yep.
Immediately.
Second, him doing the Hail Hitler salute with his machine gun arm made me realize that a bunch of guys with machine gun arms doing the Hitler salute would essentially be a 21-gun salute.
That's true. He's not wrong. The math is there. I don't know if they ever put it into practice.
It's the same exact thing. Like, when you do the 21-gun salute, you shoot at that angle. That exact Nazi angle.
Right.
I think that I'm predicting something we're going to see.
A Nazi 21-gun salute with gorillas?
A Nazi machine gun arm 21-gun salute for Gutterbug when he finally dies.
Oh.
Sent in the other Nazis with the machine gun arms.
We are very sad. No, wait. What is the Sun Wukong have any say in this? I don't understand this hierarchy at all.
He's like, oh, Nazi guy, I guess you're my new vice ruler? No, not taller. Vice ruler. I am the ruler, and you are like the ruler plus. You are the ruler max.
Plus.
Zarula Max.
Where New. Does Hitler fit in then?
New from Volkswagen. Zarula Max.
Sun Wukong's like, I don't fuck with middle managers. Where's Hitler? Bring him in. I want to talk to the real boss. Maybe he's Boston.
Man, okay. We're going to finish this shit in one episode.
Yeah.
I don't know how. We have 30 pages left.
30 pages, do we?
Don't yeah.
Rewrite.
So, oops. But hey, Jeff.
Yep.
Is there anything that you would like to recommend to people or charity you want to plug? I know you don't have any.
That's true.
Thing of your own to plug.
Just go like just hug somebody on the street like with consent. Just go like ask them, be like, hey, like. Can I just hug you? And if they say cool, that's cool. If not, just keep going.
Spread the love, people. That's Jeff's thing.
Spread the love.
Josh, what you got?
You can check me out on Instagram, Mr. Joshua J. Baker. I do videography, voiceover work. I've been doing a lot more videography lately, so you can check out those videos, vimeo.com/Mr. Joshua J. Baker.
And where can people contact you?
Me, at joshuajbaker.com.
Read the prompter.
Oh, wow, fancy.
Yeah, it's up there on the live stream screen.
Right there.
I've been busy.
Oh, man.
Been busy since you guys.
Much time on my hands. No, it's perfect amount of time. Look what he did.
Dude, yeah. It's fucking amazing.
Thank you so much. You can continue saying nice things about me if you like. For those of you on the live stream or the YouTube video, you can just look down here.
There it is.
Twitter, at the table reads. Facebook, / table reads. Okay. Instagram, at the table reads. And then up here, TableReadsPodcast.com for all your Table Reads needs. Guys, we've had a lot of fun doing this episode of this garbage with you.
What? What garbage?
This episode's pretty rough.
It's
rough.
It introduced us to mountain sharks.
It's pretty fucking silly.
The last episode had me like high. Like,
African mountain moat sharks.
That's fucking amazing.
That's fucking Austin Powers, dude. That's not Indiana Jones.
Why does that make it bad?
Get out of the tank.
I ask you, why does that make it bad?
Guys, visit us on TableReadsPodcast.com. Like and subscribe. Tell your friends about us. Our YouTube channel is youtube.TableReadsPodcast.com. We will see you next week, unless you're on the live stream right now, and then we're going to record another episode right now. So, for those of you listening, we'll see you next week, and until then, we will miss you.
This podcast was created by Sean McBee. For more, visit TableReadsPodcast.com. Cut to black.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.